This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Add the name of Lakeisha Wilson to names like Tanya Reeves, who have died because of botched abortions. While further details are expected, public records show that she was deprived of oxygen for nearly half an hour. She was transported to the hospital, and though she was brain dead, was kept breathing so that her organs could be donated for transplant. New Senate legislation seeks to repeal health care rationing components in Obamacare, including the controversial death panels. The bill targets four key rationing components identified last month by the National Right to Life Committee. We have two updates on both Jehi McMath and Justina Pelletier. Jehi's mother is saying that the 13-year-old should have a recovery, and Massachusetts legislators are planning to investigate the case of the 15-year-old girl taken from her parents over a dispute between doctors. This is Life News Radio. When you think abortion is a horrible experience, that's pro-life. If you are saddened that women and their babies are abandoned to the concerns of others, that's pro-life. If a fetus is a little child with its own identity, its own personality, not merely a blob of cells, that's pro-life. When someone asks you if you are pro-choice or pro-life, remember the choice is not merely about choice, it's about a baby, a person. Remember to tell others you are pro-life. The one-child policy in China is not only fueling forced abortions and coercive sterilization, but infanticide, human trafficking, and prostitution. Reggie Littlejohn's work in pointing out the abuses against women has been fueled by a Reuters article telling how parents are forced to give their children away to agencies that are likely offering empty promises of future happiness. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.